Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Zayin, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Kisarim Haim. There are three crowns, Keser Torah, Keser Kehuna, V'Keser Malchus. There's a crown of Torah, a crown of priesthood, and a crown of kingship. And the Mishnah concludes, V'Keser Shem Tov Ole Al Gabem. But the crown of a good name surpasses all of them. Certainly this Mishnah is not referring to literal crowns, because a Kohen doesn't wear a crown, nor does a Torah scholar wear a crown. Certainly a Melech wears a crown. But these are referring to three figurative crowns. Three individuals, the priest, the Kohen, the Melech, the king, and the Talmud Chacham, the individual who is so imbued with Torah. These three individuals figuratively are wearing crowns. Rabbi Ephraim Kirschbaum in his Sefer Huyados Aaron and the Mishnayos Avos, and this Mishnah explains that these three crowns, the Keser Torah, Keser Kehuna, and Keser Machos, are referenced back to the first Mishnah Meseches Avos. Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeh, the world stands on three things. Ala Torah, Ala Voda, Val Gmilus Chasadim, the three pillars of all of Judaism, of all Yiddishkeit, Torah, Voda, Gmilus Chasadim. And this Mishnah of Shimon says there is a crown for each of those. Keser Torah is Keneged Torah. Keser Kehuna is Keneged Avoda, because the Kohen does worship. The Avodas HaKarbanos and the Avodas HaMikdash is upon the Kohen. The Keser Malchus represents Gemilus Chasadim, because the job of the king is to take care of his people, to take care of his kingdom, to take care of his constituency, to make sure that there are roads, to make sure their people aren't sick, and to look out for his people. Thus, Torah, Avoda, Gemilus Chasadim, those three pillars are recognized by these three crowns, the Keser Torah, the Keser Kehuna, and the Keser Malchus. However, the Gemara says, Maseches Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, that these three crowns actually correlate three of the Klei HaMishkan and the Klei HaMikdash, three of the great vessels that were in the Beis HaMikdash and that were in the Mishkan. Keser Torah is a reference to the Aron HaKodesh in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash, which housed the Luchos. That is representative of Torah. The Aron Kodesh represents Torah, and therefore in our Beis HaKnesses today, the Aron Kodesh is what houses the Sifrei Torah, and a shul without an Aron is almost not a shul, because the Torah is at the center, the Aron is at the center, the Luchos are at the center, the Sifrei Torah at the center, and thus the Aron is representative of Torah. The Mizbeach, the altar, is representative and correlates to Avoda, because on the Mizbeach is where the Avodas HaKarbanos took place, where the service took place. Thus, the Mizbeach is related and correlates to Avoda. The Shulchan says the Gemara Maseches Yuma is representative, of course, of Malchus, because the Shulchan is the place where the Melech can take care of the people. The Shulchan is the place where I offer a person something to eat. I bring a person to my house, he sits at the table, and the Melech's job is to make sure that the people are taken care of, figuratively fed, but physically taken care of. Thus, the Aron, the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan correlate to Keser Torah, Keser Kehuna, and Keser Malchus. But the Gemara there in Yuma goes on to explain that the Keser Kehuna was taken by Aaron, Aaron HaKohen, the paradigm, the Kohen Gadol, the great Kohen, the brother of Moshe. He wears the Keser Kehuna. The Keser Malchus is worn by David, David, the king of Israel, David, Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. So if Aaron takes Keser Kehuna, if David takes Keser Malchus, who takes the Keser Torah? And the Gemara says, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Yavo V'Yito. Everybody has the opportunity to grab the Torah. It doesn't belong to one person, not to Moshe, and not to any specific person, because the Torah, the Aaron, the Luchos, anybody can grab hold of it. And if it's for that reason that both the Netziv and Reb Shimshon Ofrel Hirsch in Parshas Truma explain that as opposed to the other Kalim in the Mishkan, the Badim, the staves that were inside of the Aron, which were used to transport the Aron, and there were staves were used to transport every single vessel, were all removed when they actually reached the Mishkan. But the staves, the Badim of the Aron Kodesh, stayed with the Aron even when it's in its resting place, even when it was in the Mishkan. So much so that there's a mitzvah sase and a mitzvah lo sase. There's a positive commandment and a negative commandment. Lo yasuru mimenu, you should never remove the staves from the Aron. and explains of Hirsch and explains the Netziv that the purpose of that is to teach that the Torah travels wherever the Jew goes. And it belongs to me, it belongs to you. Everybody can access and everybody has the ability to stay close to the Torah and hold close to the Torah. Kahuna, priesthood, is for a certain class. Malchus, kingship, is for a certain group and for a certain tribe. But Torah, the Keser Torah, belongs to everybody. And explains the Rav, Rabbi Avadya Bar Tanura, in this Mishnah, that just like there's a crown for kahuna, and just like there's a crown for kingship, and just like there's a crown for Torah, therefore it's responsible for each and every single person to honor that individual. Says the Rav that we, each and every single Jew, are required to give kavod, respect to those people. The Pasuk says, "Vahadarta pnei zaken," you should honor he or she who is older, who is a zaken, zeshekana chachma, a person who has acquired wisdom, a scholar, Talmud Chacham, the Hadarta, we should give kavod to the person who has the crown of Torah. The Keser Kahuna, you give honor to the priest, like the Pasuk says, Vikidashto, Kadosh, Yielach, we give kavod, we give honor, we give praise to the Kohen. He gets the first Aliyah, he benches first. The Kohen has an elevated status, no different than the status of the Talmud Chacham. And so to the Melech, the king, it says, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, we place a king on Israel, Shete'e Maso Alecha, that we should honor and give fear to the king. So each of these three individuals, the Kohen, the Melech, and the Talmud Chacham, have a heightened status. Today we don't have a Kohen, at least a Kohen Miyuchas. We have Kohanim, who are assumed to be Kohanim. A Melech we don't have either, but a Talmud Chacham we have. And the same way we give respect and honor to a Kohen by giving the first Aliyah, the same way we give respect to the Kohen by giving him to bench first. V'kidashto is a mitzvah. The Torah and the Torah scholar also require a certain level of Kedusha, of Kavod, given to him. No different than the Kohen, no different than the Melech. That's a responsibility that we all have. However, the Mishnah concludes and says, V'keser Shem Tov Ole Al Gabeim. A crown of a good name surpasses all of them. What that means is as follows. You could be a Torah scholar and have the Keser Torah. You could be a Kohen and you could have the Keser Kahuna. You could be a Melech and have the Keser Malchus. But if any of those three people don't have a good name, and they abuse their power, and they sully their crown, and they dirty it, the Torah, the Kahuna, and the Malchus is absolutely meaningless. Because the good name is what coronates the Kohen. The good name is what coronates the Melech. And the good name is what coronates the Talmud Chacham. Without those things, there's missing. It doesn't exist. Therefore, the Keser Shem Tov Ol El Gabem, a good name, surpasses all of them. You don't have to be a Kohen. You don't have to be a Melech. You don't have to be a Talmud Chacham. We strive. But at the end of the day, if a person has a good name, you surpass each of those three places. But at the same time, it's also true that a Melech without a good name, a Kohen without a good name, a Talmud Chacham without a good name, their crown goes from silver and gold to being darkened and sullied. It's the responsibility of each Jew to give respect to the Torah, to the Kohen, to the Melech. But if there's not a good name, then it has been certainly taken advantage of, and it has not been taken care of. Thus, what we see from this Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon teaches us that there are heightened levels, there are different classes. There's a Torah scholar, there's the Kohen, and there's the Melech, and they're all required to be given respect. But at the same time, we have to reappreciate what they're representing. It's Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim. It's the Aron, the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan. It's the Torah. It's Aron HaKohen and David HaMelech, and thus it's our responsibility to look out and to give respect to each of those three individuals. But of course, the Keser Shem Tov Ola al Gabem. Have a great week and a good Tavach.